It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite Hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports booster.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
The conclusion of the regular season, and as teams head to the postseason, they want to be peaking and playing their best basketball. Tonight, we definitely have that, with four teams stepping on the floor in the Northeast Kansas League. A couple of long winning streaks on the line, and tonight, a league title is also up for grabs. It's the ACCHS Tigers visiting the Jackson Heights Cobras. Glad to have you along for Tuesday high school basketball, the last time in the regular season. I'm Justin Fluke, joined on the broadcast by Ryan Noel tonight. Our call-in fill-in studio engineer is Seth Tollison, appreciating him on a few hours' notice helping out and coming in to run tonight's broadcast. Well, how about this girls' matchup, Jackson Heights girls, 16-1, ranked number 2 in the state, and a perfect 13-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. Tonight they're taking on the ACCHS Lady Tigers, who are 14-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. That lone loss against Jackson Heights by 8 points back on January the 12th. And like the Cobras, the Lady Tigers of Atchison County have 16 wins on the season coming into tonight. Ryan, ACCHS girls have won 8 in a row. Jackson Heights girls have won 16 straight since their very first game against Royal Valley. One of those win streaks won't continue, but this should be a phenomenal matchup of two of the best girls teams in Northeast Kansas here tonight.
Yeah, it's exactly how you want it. You know, you've prepped all year, and you want to be playing your best when it's time for the postseason, which is right around the corner, starting Thursday, you know, in most girls' basketball. And it's time to go. Two good teams, going to be a slugfest early, I'm sure. But, you know, this is why you do it. This is why the offseason's become worth it. You put the time in your last regular season game on senior night here. You get to go out and play with some streaks on the line. So, very exciting.
I mentioned that the first meeting was decided by 8 points, but that doesn't quite tell the entire story, as Jackson Heights actually finished that game in Effingham on a 14-3 run to win it 35-27. And I guess that's the crazy thing about basketball, not always how you start or play the game even through parts of it, but boy, if you can finish, I guess you got a chance. And these teams certainly have done enough on the offensive end this year that they've never really been out of any game I feel like they've played in.
And I think that's the theme for the night, you know, two good squads coming together. Finish your season on a high note. They're both going to have a great look at some postseason play, but tonight is finish the regular season.
Postseason, as Ryan mentioned, coming right up. In fact, for Jackson Heights boys, it'll start later this week. They're in Class 1A, and they have a season on the line. Sub-state game coming up Friday night here at home against Troy. The Jackson Heights girls get a bye as the number one seed, so they won't play until next week. And that's the same for ACCHS, as they're a Class 2A school, so they won't start their sub-state until next week on Monday and Tuesday. Should be a couple pretty competitive games. The boys' meeting was decided by 6 points and a close one the first time as well back on January the 12th. Let's take a timeout. Our pregame show presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Boomer Steakhouse with a great atmosphere in Holton just off Highway 75. We will return to get the starting lineups and get you set for this girls' contest, streaming live online at mscsports.net and on the local sports authority, KNZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Your number one sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and AG Insurance Agency is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Angie Gantz at AG Insurance Agency in Perry today, or online at aginsuranceforyou.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
I'll say the four guys.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel with you. It's Jackson Heights hosting ACCHS here tonight. Should be a great win. The Jackson Heights girls rank number two in the state behind only Olpie. ACCHS has been in the rankings not much of this season, briefly once, as they've now won eight games in a row and are 16-3 on the season. ACCHS, led by a first-year head coach, although Austin Eckert was an assistant for a few years under his dad, Mike. Mike was the head coach in Effingham the last 7 years for the girls, but he's now the assistant for his son. Tigers having quite the year after going 11-11 last season. They brought four starters back, and all four of them are sophomores. It's still a very young ACCHS team. For Jackson Heights, they're coached by Dan Shoup, now with 250 wins in his career. The last eight of those spent coaching the Jackson Heights girls. 2 years ago, the Lady Cobras went to state. Last year, they finished with a record of 20-3 and just missed out on some March Madness. Here's the starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Holt House Auto House, located in Fairview, and online at holthouseautohouse.com. Tigers in the road black tonight with the orange numerals and white letters trimmed in orange. For ACCHS, the starters include 5'8 junior Macy Behrens, and then it's the four sophomores who all started last year as freshmen. 5'7 guard Jordan Kaplinger, 5'8 guard Addison Schlitzbaum, 5'4 guard Natalie Nitz, and at the forward spot, it's 5'9 sophomore Aaliyah Wallish. So Wallish, Schlitzbaum, Nitz, Kaplinger, and Behrens for the Tigers. For Jackson Heights, their lineup has Amaya Marlette, the senior leader on the squad. She's a 5'9 senior inside, but joined by Mackenzie McMahon and Kaylee Thompson in the post. Also starting for Jackson Heights is Rebecca Huntfliss. She is a 5'8" junior, and Kylie Diekman rounds out the starting lineup for Jackson Heights. The Cobras are 16-1, ACCHS 16-3. So should be a good one here tonight. It'll be Tiger basketball to begin the contest. No jump, and ACCHS will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Jackson Heights with just the one senior, and Amaya Marlette, their leading scorer as well, at 15 points per game. Tigers led by Schlitzbaum at 15 points per game. First possessions were just underway. Tigers, a team that can really shoot from behind the arc. Cobras can for that matter as well, but especially ACCHS. There's a three-pointer right on cue, and it's number 116 this season. Natalie Nitz makes her 62nd three-point shot. It's more than I've had in a lifetime, Mr. Noel.
Yeah, pretty confident out there, too. Got two ball reversals, catch, shoot, ball goes in.
Dial no, Marlette working, can't get the shot up. Pass up top to Diekman, who sends it over to the left side to Rebecca Huntfliss. A touch in the paint for Mackenzie McMahon. Now Marlette back on the wing. Kaylee Thompson is the leading rebounder for Jackson Heights and second leading scorer. 12 points, but 11 rebounds per game. Atchison County man-to-man, tough shot with the left hand, missed by Diekman. Rebound, though, put back, and it stays in there for Kaylee Thompson. Gets a rebound right on cue, and a stick-back second-chance point for Jackson Heights. Cobras and the home whites with the green numerals, letters, and gold trim. Just over a minute gone by. Tigers leading on a triple by Natalie Nitsch. She averages 13 a game. Down low to Wallace, who's fouled. So here's the balance. Schlitzbaum 15, Nitz 13, and Aaliyah Wallish 11 points in the team high 8 rebounds per game. It's Wallish that's heading to the free throw line. And the same for Jackson Heights with two double-digit scores. Marlette 15 a game, Thompson 12, and then off the bench, Canyon Oberding not far behind with 9 points in outing. Free throw up and good for Aaliyah Wallish, and it's a 4-2 Atchison County lead. The foul was on Mackenzie McMahon. That is her first personal. Second free throw for Wallish off to the left side, no good, and it's rebounded by Thompson. Jackson Heights moving left to right here in this first half. Marlette looking inside, now the lob too high over the head of Thompson, but saved in the far corner. At least we thought it was saved in for a moment, apparently not, as Hutzler stepped out of bounds.
That's a great hustle play, you know, the ball went over the top. Against the zone, Huffles tracks it down, just didn't quite keep him in bounds. What you're seeing here is a battle of two very good defenses. A lot of communication, active hands. ACCHS is really going inside out, got the ball a couple touches down low, and I think going to force that issue. Have a size advantage a little bit. But, you know, Jackson Heights, in their own respect, you know, the same thing, communicating, moving the ball. So, like we talked about, two really good teams, you know what they want to do, and they're going to come out and do it.
Three sophomores starting for Jackson Heights, four sophomores starting for ACCHS. Ball touched out of bounds. Again, it'll stay with the Tigers with 6:11 to go. First quarter, 4-2 Atchison County lead. So these are the two best teams in the Northeast Kansas League this year, and probably could make a case about right now already. The next 2 years, they'll be battling at the top again with all these sophomores. Tigers look to drive to the far baseline. Natalie Nitz now spins it back up top. Here's the lob intercepted in front of Wallish by Kaylee Thompson. So athletic for a sophomore as Thompson gets the steal. One turnover now on each team. Cobra possession down to Deuce. Thompson at the left elbow. Looks on the near side to Marlette. Keeps the dribble and gets it back near half court to Kylie Diekman. Cobra's with the first substitution waiting to come in. Diekman gets it back to Marlette. Really the only returning starter for this Jackson Heights team off their 20-3 campaign a year ago. Marlette in the paint working hard, trying to get a shot up, but a no call, and she hit the deck. A lot of ball, and the Tigers come away with it. Second turnover on Jackson Heights. Here's a three by Schlitzbaum off the screen. Missed it. Offensive board, though, by Barron. Up top to Schlitzbaum, and now Nitz will fire a three. Left side, pushed it in. Natalie Nitz, second time. As she buries another triple, this time on the opposite wing.
And that's an extra possession. You know, that starts with the Barons' offensive rebound. Kick out, and here we go.
Players waiting to check in for both teams as Marlette dribbles into the elbow. 4:50 to go here. Finds an open Thompson and banks it in from the left side of the lane. Kaylee Thompson has all 4 points for the Cobras, who are back within three. Atchison County led through a lot of the first meeting between these teams before Jackson Heights finished on a 14-3 run in the fourth quarter. Barons has it. And now Schlitzbaum, they swing it around the horn. Nitz doesn't quite get off the three-pointer that time. Back to Kaplinger. Now Nitz down low to Wallace. Double team. Ball knocked free, chasing it down. Marlette colliding over there with Kaplinger, and it went out of bounds. Last touched by Kaplinger and the Tigers. Turnovers even at two as Atchison County brings in Lainey Pantel, a 5'10 sophomore. And for Jackson Heights, it's Canyon Oberding. She can hit the three off the bench. Canyon averaging 9 points per game and has been hot as of late. Chance for the Cobras to get closer than the current three-point deficit. They lob it down low and a drive by Thompson. This one a bit too underneath the rim. Tigers want to push it to the other side of the floor. They get it ahead. Three-pointer blocked. Kaplinger stuffed by Oberding. It's into the hands of Marlette. Two-on-one with Thompson. Marlette passes high. Thompson struggled to catch it, but now shoots. hit the side of the glass, gets her own rebound, missed it again. Now Oberding down low, and she banks it home. Canyon providing offense off the bench, and the Cobras pull within one. Both teams getting some second chance opportunities.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned Oberding comes in, been hot from the arc, but her length there just really helped her on the offensive rebound stick back.
Pass over to Schlitzbaum. It's a 32-point game last week. Here's a touch by Oberding, and out of bounds, it'll stay with the Tigers. 3:21 to go in this first quarter. Conclusion to the game tonight, we'll pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. That during the Be Outdoors Real Estate post game. Lob to Wallace, tough catch in traffic, spins, and high off the window and in. That wasn't an easy two, but Wallace made it stick. She's got 3 points, and the lead is 9-6. These girls that play some competitive summer league basketball as well. Marlette thinking about a long three-pointer. Guarded by Schlitzbaum, given a little room. Now backs her way, drives and scores on the left lane line. Took a shot in the forehead, but Marlette finishes for her first 2 points.
A good left-hand finish, too. She kind of got closed out trying to get in the paint. Put a spin on it and finished left hand up high on the glass.
2:35 and counting here in the first quarter. Only one foul so far. Here's an open three-point try. Kaplinger buried it. Have they missed a three yet? Kaplinger makes her 18th of the season. Tigers with three threes here in the opening quarter, leading 12-8.
It's the shooter's mentality, Justin. If they have missed, they don't remember the miss. They are letting it go.
Hudfuss down low, got in trouble and had to throw it away. Wallace had possession, but then tied up with Oberding. They may call a reach-in foul here against Jackson Heights. It'll be their second team foul and the first personal on Canyon Oberding. Tigers by four. And we'll bring it across half court with 2:05 remaining here in the opening quarter. Players starting to look a little bit winded. Both these teams played last night. I hadn't mentioned that yet. But trying to get all these games in here at the end of the regular season. And to travel that time, Schlitzbaum moved a little too quickly. Third turnover on Atchison County as girls beat Horton last night 65-35 for their eighth win in a row. Two of their losses to Big Seven League teams, actually three of them. They lost to Holton and Perry LeCompton. Had a game against Riverside in which they won by 3 points, and they might be playing Riverside next week in sub-state, talking about ACCHS. And there's a travel at the other end, so both teams turn it over. And Jackson Knights played last night, beating JCN 44-28 for their 16th win, but we're still in the first quarter, and just looking out there, Ryan, it looks like both teams showing the little effects of playing another night in a row.
Yeah, and the last, you know, three, four possessions we've had have kind of been possessions and turnovers. You're tired right now. Your body's starting to feel it, and, you know, it tends to go upstairs a little bit and make that other part on top of your neck not so focused. So refocus. Get your second wind here, and they'll get going.
Here's a Marlette three off a Tiger turnover. No good. Rebounded by Atchison County. Pantel able to get the board. Nice steal at the other end on the possession to go by Kaylee Thompson, showing that vertical. She leaped for the lob pass inside and took it away. Thompson matched up with Wallace down low as we hit the one-minute mark here in the first quarter. Atchison County up by four with the basketball again. Schlitzbaum lobs it over to Kaplinger in the far corner. Now on the wing to Pantel. Jackson Heights extending out of a matchup zone, and this ball deflected out of bounds. Last touched by McMahon. Schlitzbaum will trigger it in. And all these sophomores we're seeing tonight, Ryan, I think the coaches would probably agree. They're kind of already playing like juniors. There's a pass to the left block. Pantel up with a shot, no good. Thompson rips down another rebound and then gets fouled. First one against ACCHS was Pantel trying to get the rebound. But, I mean, how much can a player really grow up and develop, even as an underclassman during the course of a basketball season?
Well, an awful lot. You know, the roles you've played throughout the year, you start the year maybe unsure, or, you know, not real comfortable. But at this point, you've had all your games for the most part. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of breaks and things like that in your season. So you're a seasoned veteran no matter how old you are.
Cobra basketball again down four. 30 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Nice feed down low. And the shot by Marlette is blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Jackson Heights, who substitutes Kylie Diekman back into the game. Barron's just returned to the ACCHS lineup as coaches try to give different players a little extra rest here at the end of the first quarter. Marlette the trigger it in, lining up at the four corners of the paint. Jackson Heights
now lobs it in the lane. And the kick out from Thompson to Marlatt. Another try on a triple, and this one nothing but nylon for Marlatt. Cobras pull within one on their first three-pointer of the game. 15 seconds to go here in the opening frame. Pass to Nitz from NBA range. It's short. Rebound tipped and taken by Thompson. Well, I believe that 11 rebounds per game stat. Pretty sure she has 4 or 5 here in the first quarter, Thompson. 1 second left. Marlette, another three at the buzzer. No good. The Jacksonites within one. It's Atchison County leading 12-11 after 8 minutes of what I would call, Ryan, pretty entertaining basketball.
Yeah, feeling out process early, but you know, they can all shoot it. They're using the inside. They're playing hard. You're seeing a whole bunch of steals, touches, rebounds. So, you know, like we talked about, you know, pregame, Justin, these are two good teams, and they're playing well right now. So, three fun quarters ahead.
On to the second stanza when we come back here on KNCA.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Dennison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. DSB remains locally owned, operated, and focused, and we're ready to serve you today.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Community Healthcare System is overjoyed to see COVID-19 vaccine numbers growing around Northeast Kansas. We are proud to collaborate with our public health partners to organize vaccine clinics and administer vaccines in the counties that we serve. We hope you'll help us stop the pandemic by maintaining vigilance through the winter and spring. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and social distance for a little while longer as we continue to roll out the vaccine. Thank you for helping us beat COVID-19. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel with you, and the Cobras miss a long 2-point shot by Kylie Diekman to begin the second quarter. So Atchison County will have it now, moving right to left. They lead 12-11. Only three total fouls. It's been pretty clean. Players got a quick little break, and let's see how they start here in the second quarter. Four total threes, and three of those were made by ACCHS in the first 8 minutes of action. Schlitzbaum, Nitz, Pantel, Wallish, and Barron's out there for Coach Austin Eckert and the Tigers. The Jacksonites is Diekman, Thompson, McMahon, Marlette, and Rebecca Hudfliss. Lob up top, Pantel not giving a look to the basket. Now they go down low to Wallish, battling tough against McMahon. Missed the jump shot, offensive rebound. Missed follow by Barron's on a nice, clean second chance opportunity. Tigers still lead by one as the Cobras look to take a lead here for the first time tonight. Pivoting, McMahon left all alone. Bounces it down low to Thompson, working hard against Pantel. Shot no good, a rebound taken by Atchison County. Both teams getting up the court in a hurry as the pace kind of continues quickly here. 6:40 to go till halftime. Long two by Pantel on the left baseline. No good. Rebounded by Marlatt. Jackson Heights quickly to the offensive end. Scoring has kind of settled down for both teams here a little bit. A 3-point shot by Hufless. Missed badly. Rebounded by the Tigers, and Nitz wants to sprint ahead in a hurry. Look out from behind as she dribbles it into the corner. Keeps the dribble against Diekman and gets it on the wing to Barron's. Back to Nitz. 3-pointer again. This one no good long, but she chased down her own rebound. Thought about firing another three. Instead, it's Schlitzbaum with the triple. And a timeout by Coach Dan Shoup. At 2-3 matchup zone has allowed four threes by Atchison County as the Tigers up 15-11 here early second quarter.
And two of those have come off of offensive rebounds for the Tigers. They kept the ball alive, kicked it back out, and hit that three off of it. So I think the rebounding part is going to be huge as we continue in this thing.
Timeouts tonight are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. For years, locally grown and produced just west of Whiting, it's Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, simply the best. Jackson Heights has one more makeup game. Bins, they're the top seed in their sub-state and don't have one later this week. I believe they're still going to try to play Atmore Hill Mount Academy in another
makeup game this week. This is it for ACCHS until Substate next week for both the girls and the guys. And as we mentioned, Jacksonite's boys will start Substate later this week at home against Troy on Friday. 15-11, ACCHS still with the lead. Cobras have it here out of a timeout. Same five on the floor for Atchison County. Oberding has re-entered for Jackson Heights. Lineup reset brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Marlette, nice crossover, step through, and glides to the bucket. Left side, finishing the layup. Marlette's now got seven. Cuts the deficit in half. Nitz brings it ahead to Schlitzbaum, who just hit her 34th three-point basket of the year. Nitz has made 63 of them and now has it on the left wing. Back to Schlitzbaum, another three. This one no good. A little bit surprised. Cobras kind of stay in that 2-3 matchup zone here out of that timeout. 15-13 Tiger advantage. Marlette got a screen. Slipped the pass over to Hudless. Three-point try, no good. Rebound by Wallace. Tallest player on the floor is Aaliyah Wallace at 5'11 for Atchison County. Schlitzbaum near corner, thinking about the three. Now kicking it back up top. Reverse to Kaplinger, and they throw it over the head of Wallace. That's turnover number five on Atchison County. Hudfliss had it batted back in her face by Schlitzbaum, but Marlette able to get the basketball. One hand the pass over to Oberding. Canyon drives underneath the basket. Passes it in a non-clean catch there by McMahon. Now Hudfliss off the screen. We'll send it over to Oberding. Under 4:30 to go in the half. Oberding shot no good and an over-the-back foul on Mackenzie McMahon. And that's going to be number two on McMahon for Jackson Heights. And it's team foul number three. The girls inbounded the ball and took off up the court before the official signaled who the foul was on, I guess, and hadn't quite gotten ready to let the ball come back in play. Guess that's just a sign of how fast these teams really want to move and get up and down, huh? They're ready to go before the official's ready.
It's that youthfulness or their seasoned veterans.
Schlitzbaum to Kaplinger, far side now to Barron. Nitz out there. Here's the kick out to Nitz. Another three on the right side. Bingo! Three threes for Natalie Nitz. Five triples by the Tigers, and they lead by a handful. Marlette over to Hudfliss. This team's been playing great lately. They haven't even had any close wins in their eight-game winning streak. Pretty much all of them by double digits, most of them by 20 or more. And the Cobras turn it over here. They're being more methodical looking inside for the basketball. Tigers have worked it a little bit, but, man, when they get an open three, and when you've made 120 on the year, why not? I mean, they're putting up those shots on the perimeter.
Yeah, that inside-out game that the Tigers are using, you know, ball goes into the high post, kicks back to the other side, or kicks back to where it came from. Shooter has hands and feet ready. Like you mentioned, Jackson Heights has been you know, pretty disciplined in their offense. They're just turning the ball over and really not finishing some of those looks.
It's not about a three, but Oberding jumps out on her. Now Barron's has it back to Nitz. Lob in the paint. Tough catch for Wallace. They really surround her. Out to Nitz. This time Marlette closes to avoid a shot. Schlitzbaum has it on the left side. Drives to the elbow. Kicks it out to Nitz. Nitz gets a screen. Shoots the three. Blocked by Oberding into the hands of Marlette. Cobras have a two-on-one. Marlette left side. And it's a foul as Schlitzbaum step for step with her, but will pick up her first personal foul here. And this will lead to our first Cobra free throws of the night with 3:13 left here in the first half. Pretty good defense by Schlitzbaum. I mean, she had a chance for a clean block on that play, staying stride for stride with Marlette.
You know, she stayed in front of her. Probably the hands down at the end is what got her the call. But like you said, she did not initiate much contact and kind of jumped away. Just hands veered down. You're going to get that most nights.
Atchison County on a 6-2 run before that free throw here in the second quarter by Amaya Marlette. And now has 8 points in the game. Second free throw good. Both of them on the money. And Marlette has all 4 points in the second stanza for Jackson Heights. She's got 9 of their 15. And the Cobras are back within three. Nitz over to Schlitzbaum. Jackson Heights still in the zone. Schlitzbaum. Nitz was begging for it. Not the tallest player. They list Nitz at 5'4". Had the three-pointer blocked a moment ago. Here's Kaplinger with the hand flying in her face. That's high off the rim, no good. And rebounded by Marlette.
2:40 to go here in the second quarter. Beekman up top, Marlette. Hit the Cobras only triple. Gets it into McMahon. Turns to face the basket. Double teamed and guarded a bit too close. And this one on Pantle. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Pantle for Atchison County and McMahon for Jackson Heights, each with two personals.
She doesn't really like that call, and I can understand why she feels that way. She was guarding the ball, cut off of the high post when McMahon had it. She kind of ran into her back, tried to stay away from it, but those things do happen, and they got to get called early for sure.
Here's Thompson near side to Oberding, looking to try baseline. Good defense by Nitz. Now the shot by McMahon missed, and they're kind of letting them play. I mean, I kind of like it. I mean, these good of teams this late in the year, let them battle. Here's Schlitzbaum into the lane, blocked, but right into the hands of Wallace, who scores and draws the foul. Opportunity there is the shot blocked, but right to Aaliyah Wallace, who scores and has a free throw pending.
Kind of an oops, look what I found. You know, Wallace was in a great spot, but that shot got blocked and just appeared right in front of her.
First personal foul on Thompson. Free throw for Wallace is no good. Rebound. Boy, Pantel had position underneath, but Thompson just rips it away. She's a beast out there on the glass, is Kaylee Thompson. At 11 rebounds per game average on the stat sheet is no fluke. 20-15, Atchison County leads. 2:10 to go in the half. Thompson here with the dribble out to Oberding. Down low to McMahon. Tough pass to handle, and the ball knocked free. And then a reach-in foul on Kaylee Thompson, and that's her second. So Thompson will join McMahon with two personals each. It's team foul number 5 on Jackson Heights. In for the Cobras is Hutfliss. In for the Tigers comes Behrens. I kind of like them letting them play. I mean, I think both coaches probably feel like there could have been a foul call, but the officials have been very consistent. They're just letting them kind of battle a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, and you're right, like you said. You know, we've talked about this a number of times. But two really good teams. Let them play a little bit. Let the players decide what happens. And a little bit of physicalness is why you train and practice.
Kaplinger over to Nitz. As long as they don't get too used to it, and then you go into substate and have officials that call every hand check, and it's tough to adjust. Nitz! Kidding me on another triple long range right side. She's got 4 of them to score 12 points here in the half, and the lead now is up to 8.
And that one was deep.
Nitz unconscious with the biggest margin of the lead now for Atchison County. Looking back to her cut, McMahon, nothing there. Marlette goes through. Thompson gets it. Double team her. Ball knocked free. Touched out of bounds by Marlette. Turnover for Jackson Heights. Ryan's got the 7th one of the game now for the Cobras. They need to stop defensively here. Tigers led by 1 at the end of a quarter, but now threatening to make it a double-digit advantage here just before halftime. Down low to Behrens. Out to Kaplinger. Now back down low to Wallace, and traveled as she was dribbling, but I think maybe just took an extra step as she was trying to back her way to the basket.
Yep. Little hop as she made her move. Kind of a timing thing. If you catch it and you're really not in rhythm, you balance your feet, and that's what got her there.
Under a minute we go here in the first half. Oberding hasn't been able to get a clean look at a 3 against this Tiger man-to-man. How about the Atchison County defense? Because we're going to get an offensive push-off foul here against Jackson Heights. Tiger man-to-man's been pretty good, right?
On Hufflis.
Yeah, her first. What do you think about the Atchison County D?
Absolutely. You know, they've not allowed penetration and paint touches. They've closed out on shooters. Seem to be, you know, well-disciplined with their game plan. They're doing everything they need to do to give Jackson Heights fits right now, and it's kind of doing it.
Schlitzbaum lobs it in. Now the kick out, wide open 3. I don't need to tell you. It was Nitz on another 3-point shot, pushing the lead up to 11.
You know, you said 60-some in her career, Justin. I think she's made more tonight than I made in my career, just tonight.
Yeah, that's 65, 66 threes now. That's just this season, not the career. She made quite a few last year as a freshman as a starter. Here's Marlette, right of the lane. Shot up, missed badly by Thompson. Offensive rebound. McMahon missed the putback. Marlette will try it. Kissed it in. 3 tries for the Cobras as Marlette scores. 8 seconds left. 9-point Tiger lead. Pass to Schlitzbaum with 5. Gives it up to Nitz with 2. Double teamed with 1. And the Tigers don't get a shot off here at the end of the first quarter, but they lead by 9, briefly led by 11. An impressive first half, and the Tigers, like they've done all year, make 6 trifectas. It's Atchison County 26, Jackson Heights 17. The halftime show's coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A field is never just a field.
Mammoth Sports Construction guarantees their workmanship. They've made it their mission to produce the best sports fields available for those that they serve. They are focused on the work that goes into each field so your team can focus on what happens on the field. Mammoth Sports Construction never takes a relationship or a promise for granted. They know there's just too much on the line. To view previous work and how Mammoth Turf can help you, visit online at mammothturf.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into the Halftime Show. Pretty quick 16 minutes of basketball. ACCHS pretty much leading throughout. They jumped to a 7-2 lead in this game, but were only ahead 12-11 at the end of one quarter. Tigers with a 14-6 second frame, led by Forrest, seemed like for quite some time. And then, well, three-point shooting was the story as they get four of those in the second quarter. And I misspoke. I said they made 6 three-pointers and a half. They actually made 7. Because 5 of those were by Natalie Nitz, and then Schlitzbaum and Kaplinger each made 1 three-point basket as well. So Nitz hit 5 threes to get her 15 points. Schlitzbaum and Kaplinger, that's 7 three-pointers and a half. And by the way, Natalie Nitz scored 32 last night against Horton. So she's kind of just picking up with her 15-point-per-half average from last night. Certainly staying hot from the outside, and really that's the biggest story in this game. Tigers just shooting well from the perimeter.
Yeah, when you look down the stat line, Justin, there really isn't a whole lot of difference in, you know, from steals and turnovers and rebounds. But the glaring one is 3-pointers made. And, you know, a 7-1 advantage is big. You know, and as you look into the second half, some things I'm sure that Coach Shoup is probably talking about, the inside-out play of the Tigers is what's leading them to a lot of those made threes, as well as offensive rebounds. Those two things can be corrected rather quickly, you know, at halftime on a marker board and get that figured out. I would also look for Kaylee Thompson to come out and maybe be more assertive offensively. She started off really hot, rebound, like you mentioned, and then kind of cooled off a little bit. I think the defense of ACCHS has been stellar as well. So there will be some adjustments made. You know, I don't know that you're going to be able to cool off Nitz in that shooting. She likes the warm weather. Maybe she brought some with her. I'm not sure, but we do thank her for that. But like we said, you know, good teams doing what they do, trying to break each other's will and get after it.
Let's check the first half statistics. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, and tax season is now, but there's still some opportunities and time to schedule an appointment. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. For year-round tax help that goes just beyond filing your tax return and tax preparation, see Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onther in Holton, or any KTAC services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel in Whiting. For ACCHS, they were led by Nitz with their 5 3-pointers to get 15 points. Aaliyah Wallace has 5 points, while Jordan Kaplinger and Addison Schlitzbaum each made a three. Tigers were 1 for 3 at the line, but 7 trays, only 6 turnovers, and 4 fouls, 2 of the 4 fouls on Lanny Pantel for the Tigers. For Jacksonites, only 3 players scored. Amaya Marlatt was the only one to put up points in the second quarter. She's got 11 at the break, including both free throws made and attempted for Jackson Heights in this game, and also the only 3-pointer for the Cobras thus far. So Marlatt doing it all, scoring 11. Kaylee Thompson has 4 points. Canyon Oberding has the other 2. Jackson Heights, just the 1 triple. They had 7 turnovers. They also have 6 fouls in that half, and Kaylee Thompson and Mackenzie McMahon each have 2 personals here at the break, as neither one of these teams have a ton of depth. As I was writing the season statistics on this stat sheet today doing the game prep, Ryan, I thought of a question that I wanted to ask you, and there's no better time than the present. So I wanted to know, kind of as a coach, and maybe if it's different now as a broadcaster or just as an outsider, what are some of the key stats that coaches look for or care about, or even, you know, or does it really even matter much? And then as a broadcaster and outsider, is there different stats that you kind of first look at whenever you get the sheet?
Well, that's a loaded question. I just figure you fill all these out and I look at them, I guess. As a broadcaster, I'm not sure, Justin. I think from the coaching side of it, offensive rebounds are always something you want to know, and points that are coming off of those offensive rebounds, because those are pretty. That's a pretty quick turnaround, you know. You close out on a shooter or you crash on a high post and the ball goes in, and the offensive rebound goes back up before you're able to get back in position. Turnovers are big. At this point in the season, these teams know, you know, approximately how many turnovers they're going to average throughout the game, but sometimes that tells the story also. So rebounds and turnovers are always something that you kind of want to have an idea of, and things you can address at halftime.
I feel like the things that I use as a broadcaster are points, and then I feel like I always know how many are the free throw percentage for each player. I guess those are things that I feel like I'm going to have maybe some downtime and opportunities to talk about. But I wondered, as a coach too, you probably look at free throws, especially for late game situations, maybe to know different times who you want out there, right?
That is on the sheet, you know, and it's just from the coaching side of it. You know, the bench sheet that we always used had our free throws, our free throw percentage, but it also had their nightly tallies. You want to know who's shooting the ball well that night, because, you know, sometimes somebody's just shooting well, and you want those kids out on the floor late in the game. Also, for the opponent, you want to know that in-game stat as well, because years ago we traveled up to Riverside, and there was a kid that made, I think, 8 or 9 in a row. We ended up fouling him late because his average was in the 30%, but he was 8 of 8.
We said,
hey, at some point, you know, this miss has to happen. So the in-game free throw percentage for the other team is also something that really helps. And lastly, you know, on the coaching side, it's having really good assistant coaches that analyze the game. I know, you know, sometimes it's not always numbers. It's, hey, they're beating us here, or they're beating us on the baseline, or the throwing to the high post, kicked out to the 3 is where we're really getting hurt. Some of those, you know, just X's and O's are also very handy when you got knowledgeable people around you.
Of course, things that we don't keep track of, but coaches have to worry about, like how many timeouts are left, also how many quarters, and maybe those are some things that assistant coaches help take care of, but how many quarters certain players have, and those type of things. Well, interesting conversation for our halftime show that's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, home of the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Addison County girls leading Jackson Heights 26-17. A league title on the line, and the second half starts in 1 minute here on 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt Health?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
KNZA.
Along with studio engineers, Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel back with you here at Cobra Country. Jacksonites girls work to do. 16 consecutive wins, but they trail Atchison County by 9 as we begin the third quarter. Shot in the lane missed by Amaya Marlette. It was partially blocked by Aaliyah Wallish, and now a scrum on the floor. Tiger Coach Eckert was trying to call a timeout, but the official says, oh, I heard you, but you didn't have possession of the ball. And now a technical, I think, just got issued against one of the players. So I guess everything going to be sorted out here. What a way to start the second half. And, oh, by the way, Natalie Nitz, we just found out, is actually human, as she missed that three-pointer to start the second half. Tigers were out of the locker room quickly. They were out on the court quickly, and they missed the three-pointer on their first possession. And now a technical foul called by Macy Behrens. And the official comes over and says that as the players were getting up after the jump ball, that Macy Behrens reached out the forearm and shoved the opposing player. Coach Ecker wants to talk a little bit more about that as Marlette shooting two free throws at the other end, and the Cobras will have the ball after that. First free throw good. Second one for Marlette is good. So we'll see if Jacksonites can kind of use this as their advantage to get going. I didn't see much on that technical.
You know, the ball was on the floor, and they were kind of in a scrum getting after it. And as they got up, there might have been some pleasantries exchanged. And, just kids hustling. You don't make too much out of it. You want them to get on the floor. You want them to hustle and get after it. So,
question is, there was a jump ball, and then there was a technical. So did they change the possession arrow? Because the technical is going to give Jacksonites the ball after the two free throws, but does the arrow change?
And the answer would be no. Yep. They've not possessed the ball yet due to the repercussions of the tee.
So Jackson Knights is going to have the ball, plus they will have the possession arrow. No, ACCHS will have that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I learned something new tonight. Good deal. 7:14 to go here in this third quarter. Marlette out to Kenyon Olberding, who just checked in for Jackson Knights. Out there for her offense, no doubt about it. She replaces Diekman in the lineup. Cobra's going right to left now on their home whites here in the second half. Down 7 after the two technical free throws were made by Marlette. She's now got 13 points and going to put up another shot. Left is short. Rebound going to be tied up again. Wallish and McMahon that time were knotted up. And this time no technicals. All the players get to their feet and keep their mouths shut and their hands to themselves heading to the other end.
And that possession arrow pays off.
There it is for Madison County. All is good in the world, right? 26-19. Lob into Behrens. It got tied up. Boy, Olberding saying, Mr. Fluke, I'm not out here just for my offense. She's rebounded the ball well, and that was a great little defensive there after the lob. As she reached in, got a jump ball possession, and that's a Tiger turnover. Now Jacksonites going to get the basketball back. Good job by Olberding. Is going to play the points here a little bit for Jacksonites. Cobras 16-1. Lost their first game of the year to Royal Valley by 15 points. That's a pretty good Royal Valley team. Haven't lost since. Olberding for three. Short. Rebounded by Wallish. I think both coaches probably felt like they missed a few defensive rebounds in that first half. Here's another three for the Tigers. No good. Rebound stripped out of the hands of Behrens. That missed three was by Jordan Kaplinger. Felt like both teams had a handful of offensive rebounds in that first half.
Yes.
Olberding drives baseline. Pulled up. Missed. Rebound McMahon, back up, no. Rebound Olberding for Jackson Heights to Thompson. She shoots, missed. Rebound McMahon, makes it. Did I just say something about offensive rebounds? I mean, they get that time, 4?
A lot.
And McMahon scores her first 2 points of the game on about the fourth opportunity. Jackson Heights back within 5 as they've scored all 4 points here in the second half. This is a question for the Tigers. What happens whenever the first couple threes you shoot at the half don't fall? Then what? Do you lose confidence? Do you, I mean, yeah, you got to keep shooting. Here's Schlitzbaum going to try the tray. It's no good. And we got an over-the-back foul on Aaliyah Wallace of Atchison County. I mean, I agree with you, but also doesn't it kind of affect the confidence and such and make it a little bit tougher? That's three different players that have shot and missed a three now for Atchison County here in the third quarter.
Oh, you know, I think it's a byproduct of playing last night and coming back out again in the second half. You're a little tired. Does it affect your psyche a little bit? I mean, that's up to you. I think every kid and every shooter is different and confident, but you got to keep shooting it or somebody else is coming in for you.
Here's the Hudflus three-point shot, and Jackson Heights is now on a 7-0 run. 26-24, the Cobras have slithered back into this one. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Nitz. Tigers getting all their shots on the perimeter. This time Nitz drives baseline all the way across. Gets it to Wallace in the near corner. She doesn't have the dribble. Finds Nitz on the wing. Lob in to Behrens. Now the kick out to Nitz. Jackson Heights has been in the zone defense the entirety of this game. Nitz around Hudflus, who just made her first points of the night on that triple. Second three made by Jackson Heights. Here's a shot up off the glass, no good by Kaplinger. Deflection by Nitz, but Marlette has it for Jackson Heights. Cobras could take the lead on a three by Canyon Olberding, but it's short. Rebound falls in the lane to Atchison County. Tigers still haven't scored, and about 4 minutes has gone by. Here's a drive into the lane. Wallace steps around the defender and scored in a timeout by Coach Mike Eckert as that stops a 7-0 run. Pretty good move there by Schlitzbaum to get to the basket.
Yeah, very athletic, kind of a delayed Euro step to get there.
Timeout, we'll take it. Presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at LastingImpressionsOfKS.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
KNZA.
Back to action in a battle for the Northeast Kansas League girls title. Here's Marlette, turnaround jumper and a foul. I think it was after the shot and actually on ACCHS.
No, going to call it on Jackson Heights.
Pushing on the rebound there by Mackenzie McMahon, and she's the first player to get a third foul in this game. With 3:55 to go, third quarter. 28-24, Atchison County still up by four. They led by as many as 11 there at the tail end of the first half. Jackson Heights hasn't had a lead. It's a 7-2 start for ACCHS. Made seven threes in the first half. Great defense here by Hudflus. She steals it. And missed the layup. The follow, though, by Marlette. And Amaya is fouled and will have two free throws. Marlette already 4-for-4 at the line, so another ACCHS turnover. And a foul on Jordan Kaplinger. These will be more second-chance points here for the Cobras. As Marlette, good hustle down the court after the steal for Jackson Heights. And Marlette makes another free throw. She's got 14 points in the game. Out with three fouls goes Mackenzie McMahon. Back in is Kylie Diekman. Marlette's second charity toss is perfect. She's got 15 of the Jackson Heights, 26, and the Cobras are down only two. That is a 9-2 run now for Jackson Heights here in the third quarter.
And a big climb back from the halftime deficit. You know, this is what they had to do, get back into this thing immediately, start to make it interesting as the minutes roll by.
Schlitzbaum to Nitz here on the near side. Screen set by Wallace. Nitz fires it over to Schlitzbaum. She drives into a double team off the glass. Wow, count that basket. How did that go down? What a shot by Schlitzbaum in the and one as the foul came from Marlette. Schlitzbaum now has seven. I'm telling you, these girls don't play like they're sophomores, right?
No, not at all.
Free throw for the and one is in and out. Rebounded by Jackson Heights. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tigers just 1-for-4 at the line. Now a three by Canyon Oberding is no good off the rim. Marlette rips away the rebound, goes up and scores. Amaya Marlette has 17. That's a half dozen here in the third quarter to pull her Cobras back within two. Mitz over to Schlitzbaum. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Atchison County leads by two. Lob pass to the left block. Too far. And it's intercepted by Canyon Oberding, intended for Pantel. Tiger turnovers proving costly here in the third quarter. Oberding wide open. Why not? And this three crawls in over the front of the rim. Canyon Oberding knocks down the triple to give the Cobras the lead.
She gets a steal on one end. You know, transitions, gives the ball up, hands and feet set. Nobody's going to come out and guard me. I'll just throw it in.
Jackson Heights with a couple this quarter's now made three threes tonight. Tigers have not made a three here in this third quarter after hitting seven of them in the first half. Nitz back to the near side, open, and this three-point shot by Kaplinger, no good. Backside rebound, Pantel trying to save it in but can't. And it's Jackson Heights basketball now up 31-30. Big third quarter by Amaya Marlette. And the Tigers only had, what, six turnovers at halftime, but they've gotten a little bit sloppy with it here in this third quarter.
Yeah, and we talked about the halftime adjustments. What you're seeing out of Coach Shoup's squad is they're really extending the zone. They're not collapsing down on the high post like they were in the first half. You know, they're gonna dare the high post from ACCHS to go ahead and shoot that two-pointer and make it. And it's paying off for them.
Three-pointer short by Hudflitz of Jackson Heights. She made one a moment ago, but that one won't fall. Nitz into the half court. Tigers in the road. Blacks moving left to right after a big win last night against Horton. Tell you how far this team has come. In December, Atchison County beat Horton by one. Last night, Atchison County beat Horton by 30. Here's a shot down low, missed by Wallish. And Jackson Heights has the ball. Marlette wants to push it across the Cobra in the midcourt circle. Drives left lane line. Shot off the window. No good. Wallish clears it with just over a minute remaining here in the quarter. Only player with three fouls is Mackenzie McMahon, still on the Jackson Heights bench.
Keep working, girls.
Schlitzbaum dribbles left, passes back right. Nitz now has it. To the far side, Schlitzbaum shoots the three. This one hit the rim, and it bounced about three more times off the iron, and a friendly bounce for Schlitzbaum. That tray gives her 10 points and puts Atchison County back ahead. Their eighth triple of the night now, second for Schlitzbaum. 30 seconds to go. Jackson Heights down 33-31. Hudflis looking to drive left. Tough shot, missed it. Rebound Wallish. Kaplinger, pretty good defense there. Now we got a reach-in foul. I think it's on either Hudflis or Thompson. Let's see. Team foul number three on Jackson Heights.
Ooh, Thompson.
Yeah, that doesn't help Jackson Heights because Thompson now has three fouls as well as McMahon. Tigers likely to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Austin Eckert says Big House 12. So this plays something about Michigan, right? 10 seconds left. Schlitzbaum drives, wants to kick. Nitz denied the basketball, guarded closely by Diekman. 3 seconds left, two. Wallish. And a shot off. Good if it goes. Schlitzbaum, no, on the three left wing. And that'll take us to the fourth quarter. Atchison County still ahead, even though Jackson Heights briefly took a one-point lead. It's 33-31 as we head to the fourth quarter. Will Jackson Heights get the outright league title, or will the Tigers claim their share of the Northeast Kansas League? We'll find out next on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their 2020 model year-end clearance. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension. Get 0% up to 48 months with approved credit. See dealer for details. And check out Ferris's A Cut Above mail-in rebates for military, EMS, and healthcare workers. Check out the new 2021 models arriving daily and ask Heinem about their layaway plan. Hurry in now, because once they're gone, they're gone. Save big at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinemRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel back with you. The fourth quarter starts with the basket by Addison Schlitzbaum, again driving to the bucket. She's now got 12. The lead is 35-31. Offensive rebound, and Jackson Heights scores as Rebecca Huntfuss on a second chance follow. Still a two-point game, 35-33. And boy, Coach Ecker not happy with his girls again on the defensive glass. But ACCHS was outscored 14-7 in the third quarter and still lead by two. And a missed three-pointer by Nitz. Here comes the Cobras from right to left. Huntfuss hurries it up the court. Now back to Diekman. McMahon with three fouls. Looking inside for Thompson, who's got three fouls. Marlette kind of making Barons come out and defend her here a minute into the fourth. Now at the high post, taking a look is McMahon. Down low, bounce pass, turn, and the layup missed, but a foul. It'll send Kaylee Thompson to the charity stripe. That nine-point lead for ACCHS proved pretty helpful as Jackson Heights had a kind of dominating third quarter, but Schlitzbaum hit the three right to end the third quarter and give ACCHS back the lead. Second foul here on Schlitzbaum. Free throw good, and the Cobras haven't missed from the line tonight. Kaylee Thompson now has 5 points, her first point there since the first quarter. Diekman out, Oberding back in. Trying to tie us up at 35. Thompson's second is perfect. She's got six, and Jackson Heights has made 8 of 8 free throws. It's 35-35. Didn't we talk about in our pregame about the finish, the end of the game, and how these two teams that played last night could finish would go a long ways in determining the outcome tonight?
You know, it's the same word Coach Eckert was just stressing to his team at the quarter, and then that first possession. Finish every possession, and it's going to be a fun one here.
Offensive foul called on Macy Behrens. Her first personal, and for ACCHS, that's team foul number 5. Jackson Heights has 3 fouls in this second half, so still both teams a little ways away from getting to the bonus. Coach Eckert screaming out for his team to rebound as Jackson Heights looks to retake the lead. Marlette at the foul line, nothing there, and some trouble scoots it out to Huntfuss. Back near side to Oberding. Coach Shoup says run it. She goes away from the screen to the basket, and the shot bounces out. Oberding rebounds off the glass. No, another rebound, and a foul on Kaylee Thompson going to the line for two. And Coach Eckert will just continue, I guess, to scream rebounds because right now his team is struggling to get on the glass. Second foul on Aaliyah Wallach. Thompson back to the line where she made two a moment ago. This one is good. Nothing but net. Jackson Heights won by 8, first meeting on January the 12th with a big fourth quarter finish. Now they lead tonight by 2, 37-35 as a pair more free throws made by Kaylee Thompson. We don't have the team stats for Jackson Heights, only individual numbers, but boy, they're shooting well from the line here tonight.
Yeah, if you add up all their totals, they're shooting far better maybe than their team average, but that really, I think, is the difference right now in this half.
Off the screen, shot from the elbow, Schlitzbaum fouled, and she'll head to the line where ACCHS has struggled, because while Jackson Heights has made 10 of 10, the Tigers are just 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Schlitzbaum going to get a couple here. She's attempted the most free throws for Atchison County. This will be free throw number 80 on the season, and it's no good. She's a 70% foul shooter, but that went off the back iron, and the foul is on Mackenzie McMahon, and that is her fourth. So McMahon now with 4 fouls. Maybe going to try to get her out if this free throw is made. Schlitzbaum missed them both. Big free throw misses there, and the Cobras still up by 2 points. Free throw is becoming a big difference maker tonight. Thompson to Oberding. 3-point shot. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Schlitzbaum. McMahon's got to be smart out there with 4 fouls. 5.5 minutes to go. Tigers down 2. Schlitzbaum into Wallach. Wallach back out on the perimeter to Nitz. then swaps it back into Wallace. Power dribble, turnaround jumper, off the iron, no. Rebound by the Tigers, tied up, Oberding. No, they call a foul as Pintle is trying to rip it away. It's going to be foul number 5 on Jackson Heights and on Canyon Oberding, her second. McMahon will go out now with the 4 fouls, and now both teams are a little closer to the bonus opportunity. 5:20 to go. Atchison County will inbound on their own baseline here, down by 2. Lob it in front of the Tiger bench. Back to Nitz, didn't get off the 3. Good closing defense by Hudflus that time. Blitz bomb, and now Behrens gets it back to her. Wallish getting double teamed down low. Comes to set the screen. Nitz pops the tray and missed everything. That one missed badly and out of bounds. Still 37-35. Jackson Heights hurdles by 2. Have the Cobras turned it over this half? Maybe once.
One turnover this half.
Yeah. And a timeout by Coach Eckert. Kaplinger coming in for the Tigers. 4:59 to go, full timeout, so we'll step away here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. It's Jackson Heights clinging to a 2-point lead at home against Atchison County here on KNZA.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Finals tonight in the Big 7 League. Nemaha Central girls beat Riverside 58-27. It was the Holton girls beating Perry LeCompton in a tight win, 44-38. And the Sabetha girls beat Hiawatha 45-33. Big 7 League finals. Also, Jeff West and Royal Valley hooking up tonight, but don't have that one yet. Here it's been a great one, as expected. Teams on long winning streaks. ACCHS with only one league loss. That came to Jackson Heights. They're trying to steal one on the road tonight to clear a share of the Northeast Kansas League title. Jackson Heights getting it down low. Diekman in the land of Giants forces it back out to Marlette. Cobra's possession here, leading 37-35. Marlette out to Oberding. 4 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the game. 6 fouls on Atchison County, so Jackson Heights will be in the bonus the rest of this night. They've been perfect at the line. Here's a drive, a shot by Hudflus. Good with the runner. Boy, Hudflus has had a pretty big second half.
A huge second half. You know, her ability to get to the basket, offensive rebound. She's done a lot of things to help the team get back in this.
She struggled early, missed some 3-point shots, but, man, stuck with it, stayed positive and aggressive. As you mentioned, kept shooting, and now a steal. Thompson takes that pass away, intended for Wallish. The 10th turnover now by Atchison County tonight. Biggest lead here for Jackson Heights, up 4 with 4 minutes to go. Hudflus lobs. That's a bit high. Cobras try to save it in and do, but right to Behrens as Jackson Heights turns it over for the 9th time in this game. Is that right? Spot on, says Ryan Noel. Schlitzbaum. Kaplinger, nice seal. That one by Wallace. About the easiest shot she's finally got all night. Wallace has 7. 39-37, Jackson Heights. Three-pointer, Oberding, money ball, and a timeout, Jackson Heights, as Canyon hits her second triple of the game, and the Cobras now lead by 5. 4:23 to go. We'll take another timeout. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Back in half a minute. Here on KNZA.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care close to home.
103.7
93.9 FM, KNZA.
Dustin Flukry and Noel back with you. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollefson. Final regular season games here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll have postseason basketball coming up later this week, Thursday and Friday. Well, a big three by Canyon Overding has put Jackson Heights ahead by five. Tigers with the big possession here, trailing 42-37. Looking to get it inside. Wallace working hard, posting up. Guarded by Thompson. Over to Nitz, kind of a four-out offense here for Atchison County. Wallace working the paint. Schlitzbaum trying to get it into her, but it's deflected from behind by Thompson and taken by Marlette. Now the long pass ahead. Overding in transition. Shot won't go. Rebound ripped away by Thompson. Her shot won't go. And then a foul, a hold, and it's on ACCHS. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, I think it is. They couldn't get the defensive rebound again, and Oberding's going to get a one-and-one free throw opportunity. Second personal on Kaplinger. One and one for Oberding is no good long. Rebound, though. Thompson skies out of nowhere to grab it, and then she's fouled. So Jackson Heights just missed their first free throw of the game, and now they're going to get another as this foul on Macy Behrens again, and that is her third. First Tiger with three fouls. Nobody really in danger of fouling out except McMahon, who has four for Jackson Heights. Thompson free throw short. Two front end, one and one's missed by Jackson Heights, leaving the door open. Still a five-point game. Made their first 10, and now they've missed two front ends here in the fourth quarter. Teams maybe getting a little tired again after playing last night. Nitz. Like the Tigers need to hit a three because that's been the majority of their offense tonight. Shots on the perimeter. Not many of them here in the second half.
Yeah, between the three ball and Schlitzbaum going to the hole, those have served them well. You know, Wallace is working hard, but there's that three. Not yet.
Missed by Schlitzbaum. They've not hit any in this fourth quarter. They only made one three-pointer in the third quarter. So after getting 21 of their 26 first-half points via the three-ball, three isn't falling, and the offense is harder to come by here in the second half. Under 2 minutes to go. Tigers picking up the defensive pressure. Hudflick. Now Oberding. Ooh, slipping down there a little bit, maybe twisting an ankle as Nitz. Jackson Heights content to work the clock here. Eight fouls on ACCHS. Joe Checker screaming to his girls, we got to go get him. Pick up the pressure. Let's go. Thompson, nice backdoor cut. Oberding, wide open layup. Canyon now with 10 points, mostly all in the second half. Jackson Heights up 7, and this kind of has the makings, Ryan, of the first time these two teams played when the Cobras were able to finish in the fourth quarter and get the big win. We'll keep it here with just a minute 21 left to go. Don't forget our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, agricultural, or commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. So 21 of the 26 points for ACCHS. The first half came from three-point land. They make 1-3 so far here in the second half and find themselves down 7 with just a minute 21 to go.
Yeah, and, you know, the first half we talked about the sophomores from ACCHS and their contributions. And this second half has been completely dominant by the sophomores from Jackson Heights. You're seeing great things from Thompson, Olberding, and Huffless, and they're really instrumental in this run to get back ahead.
Tiger basketball needing to score. Here, they've been outscored badly in this second half. 18. Actually, Jackson Heights has turned the tables in this second half as Jackson Heights has exploded with 27 points so far in the second half, and ACCHS only has 11. Took me a while to do that math with my fingers and toes. Lob pass in after the foul on Kaylee Thompson, and she's now got four, joining McMahon with four. Nitz doesn't get off the three-pointer. Steps back, and a three blocked by Marlatt. Great defense by the Cobra Lone Seniors. We go under a minute remaining.
Pick her up, let's go!
So Checkert screaming for a foul. Marlatt, their best free throw shooter. Dribbles, kicks. Hunt flips right back to Marlatt. Finally a foul. We'll send Marlatt to the line for the last Jacksonites 1-1 of this game. That's number 4 on Macy Behrens. But precious time going off that clock as we're looking at least a 3-possession game right now.
Yeah, just took too long there. Coaches are jumping up and down asking them to foul, and sometimes it's a little harder in those situations.
Marlatt makes the free throw. Might be the front runner for our player to bank on. She's now 7 of 7 at the line. Leads Jackson Heights with 18 points. Only Cobra at the offensive end and makes them both. So 19 for Marlatt. Two big free throws there for Jackson Heights with 43 seconds left, and they lead by 9. Jackson Heights with a 15-4 fourth quarter, almost exactly like the first time. It's around the perimeter. Coach Eckert calling a timeout with 27 seconds left, but we feel like this one might be a bit too late as Jackson Heights, a 15-4 fourth quarter. What do you feel like has kind of been the difference? I mean, besides ACCHS not making the three-pointers here in the second half.
I mean, well, I think that's the adjustment. Jackson Heights in the first half, whenever the ball went into the high post, they collapsed. ACCHS was willing to kick it out and shoot the three, and that's where they got hot. What they've done the entire second half was let the ball go into the high post, make them shoot the 15-footer to score two, instead of kicking out for the open three, and it has paid dividends.
27 seconds left. It's 37-46. So it's a 9-point lead and also 9 fouls now on ACCHS. So the Cobras will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Jackson Heights also has the possession arrow in case there's a tie-up. ACCHS will certainly have a chance, though, in their 2A sub-state. Jackson Heights, we haven't talked about their sub-state, but it's brutal. They're one of 3 ranked teams. Jackson Heights number 2 in the state. But Donovan West and Frankfort are also both ranked and a part of that Centralia 1A sub-state for Jackson Heights. Quick shot needed here by the Tigers. Get it into Nitz. Picks up the dribble. Over to Schwitzbaum. Tries to drive. Tough shot up and short. Rebound. Falls to Jackson Heights. Diekman has it. 15 seconds left. And Tigers aren't going to foul. Looks like this will be a 9-point game. And a big fourth quarter for Jackson Heights again. It is a 15-4 fourth quarter for Jackson Heights as they get the win and complete an undefeated run through the Northeast Kansas League. The Cobras have done it again. League champs winning by a final score and their 17th consecutive victory. 46-37 as the Tigers' win streak is halted at 8 to end the regular season. Boy, two great teams that are going to be great the next 2 years, and that was a fun one tonight, but we talked about who's going to finish. Jackson Heights, 15-4, they no doubt finish this game big. Let's take a timeout post-game, player to bank on, final stats, all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
If something were to happen to you today, would your family be taken care of tomorrow? This is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We would like to help you make sure your estate will be secure when you are no longer there. As executor of your estate or trustee of your trust, Citizens Trust Department will ensure your assets are handled the way you want them to be, which is the way it should be. Call or come by and see Eric Madsen or Lori Niggas today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome out. Justin Flick, Ryan Noel with you. Girls game final. Jackson Knights 46-37 over ACCHS. Cobras now 17-1. Going to try to get one more regular season game in against Morehill Mount Academy later this week. ACCHS girls now 16-4. They get a 20-game season in, and, man, if you would have told me to guess the number of teams going to get a 20-game season in, and it still isn't going to be even half, but a lot more teams than I thought able to get 20, at least 18, 19 games in this year, and that's certainly been a blessing.
Yeah, I think you got to compliment the kids on that. You know, a lot of staying home when you don't feel well and staying away from people and wearing masks frequently, and, the youngsters that maybe didn't enjoy that really bought in to get their seasons completed.
Well, Jackson Knights gets the win, 17th in a row. ACCHS girls had won 8 straight, and this was kind of a tale of two halves because ACCHS led by 9 at halftime, 26-17. But Jackson Knights outscores them 29-11 in the second half and a 15-4 fourth quarter to get this 9-point comeback win because Atchison County still led by a couple coming into the final frame. Couple big things on the stats. Jackson Knights makes 12 out of 14 free throws tonight compared to just 1 of 6 free throw opportunities for ACCHS. And ACCHS made 7 threes in the first half, but they make 1 three-point basket in the second half. Ryan, we were just talking, Tigers kind of a team that, when they're hot, they can beat anybody, but a team that kind of lives and dies a little bit by the three-pointer, especially when they weren't able to get a ton going with Wallish inside. Jackson Knights was really focused on her defensively.
Yeah, you're entirely right, and we've talked about that adjustment before, but, Jackson Knights just said, hey, we're not going to let you beat us from the arc. We're going to extend, and you're going to have to get things up the middle. They got Wallish going there for a while and had some good looks at the basket. But overall, I think Jackson Knights' adjustment, as well as their offensive rebounding, they were huge on the offensive boards. And that really was a big difference. If I were to count up all the offensive rebounds in the second half, I'd be pretty busy because they're all over the place. From Thompson, Marlette, McMahon got in on that. Olberding had a few. It was just, their length and their presence in the paint really paid off.
Jackson Knights with only 2 of their 9 turnovers in the second half, and ACCHS got a little bit more sloppy. Ended up with 11 turnovers in the game, and about half of those coming in the final 2 quarters. Again, the Cobras win it by 9, and here's the final stats tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onler in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side for year-round help and planning for your tax preparation and goals. For the visiting ACCHS Tigers, again, finished the regular season 16-4. They finished 14-2, got all their games in the Northeast Kansas League. They were led by Natalie Nitz, 5 three-pointers, 15 points, but all of them came in the first half. Addison Schlitzbaum hit a couple threes. She ended up with 12 tonight. Aaliyah Wallish had 7, and Jordan Kaplinger had 3. That's it. Only 4 players scored, and all the points for ACCHS came from their sophomore players here tonight. 1 of 6 on threes, 8 threes, but only 1 in the second half. 1 of 6 free throws and 11 turnovers for Atchison County. For Jackson Heights, they were led by Amaya Marlette, 19 points. She was also 8 of 8 from the free throw line, scored in every quarter. The lone senior helping Jackson Heights is Marlette with 19. Then it was Canyon Olberding, 10 points off the bench. Olberding gave Jackson Knights their first lead, 31-30, with about a couple minutes to go in the third quarter. And then she put Jackson Knights up 5, 42-37, as Jackson Knights actually finished this game. So they were at 39-37. They scored the last 7 points at least of this game. Tigers didn't score for quite a while there down the stretch. But Olberding's 10 behind Marlatt's 19. And finishing out the Jacksonite scoring, Kaylee Thompson had 8, Rebecca Hutfliss had 7, and Mackenzie McMahon had 2. Final thoughts, Ryan, and also our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on.
Well, I think the game was won on the boards. We talked at halftime about, you know, those stats that you want to see. And free throw percentage is huge. Trips to the free throw line. The goal is usually to make more free throws than the other team shoots. Did that happen for the Cobras tonight? Yes, it did. Not that that guarantees victory, but it gets you awful close. And those halftime adjustments paid off. You've got two seasoned coaches that do a great job and know what they're doing. And, you know, like we talked early, a tale of two halves, but a slugfest, and some teams were able to go out and impose their will and finish.
How about the player to bank on tonight?
Well, it's senior night.
Yeah.
it's pretty obvious. And what I really like is 8 of 8 from the free throw line. That's huge. Scoring every quarter, that's huge. That's the consistency that you're looking for out of your seniors late in the season, especially being down at half. Things weren't going real well, and she comes out in the second half and performs well. So congratulations on senior night, Amaya Marlette.
Lone senior on the Jacksonites team is our player to bank on here tonight. Again, the final score, Jacksonites girls with a 15-4 fourth quarter, a 29-11 second half, complete the comeback from down as many as 11 and down 9 at the break. The Jacksonites girls win this one, and they win the league title outright again. Final score, 46-37. One quick reminder, we do have our final week of basketball locker room chats the next couple evenings at 5:30 and online at mscsports.net. You'll be able to hear one final conversation with girls and boys varsity basketball coaches across our Kansaland listening area with those weekly locker room chats. Also tomorrow, all the sub-state brackets will be out. The 1A brackets are already out, and the postseason starts later this week for them in 1A. But all the rest of the classification sub-state brackets will come out tomorrow, and we'll have those for you on mscsports.net. We got postgame coming up next. We'll send it back to our studios. Seth will take us through the next few minutes, including a local news and weather update, and then we'll have the boys' game, which should also be very competitive for the second time around. Jacksonites 8-8, ACCHS 4-14, but the Cobras won by 6 the first meeting, and that boys' game is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.